It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. People who need our comfort and care surround us. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
I don't like to say this, but Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. I don't like to say it because I like to think of myself as kind of the Good Samaritan who sees a person who's suffering and stops and cares for that person. Growing up, I could never understand that priest and that Levite in the Good Samaritan story. How could they see that wounded man and just pass by on the other side of the road? That was terrible. Back then, I always identified with the good guy, the Good Samaritan. However, now that I'm older and wiser, I regretfully have to say that too often I am the person who sees or hears about someone who is going through a difficult time and passes by on the other side of the road. One of those times was just last week. Larry, my husband, and I were walking the bike path on Ottawa Beach Road, and I was feeling good. I was getting some exercise, and I was with my best friend. Our destination was a restaurant 2 miles away, and the sun was shining, and the birds were singing. It was a beautiful spring day. And then, up ahead on the bike path, I saw this person all bent over doing something. As we drew closer, we could see that the person had a suitcase and some plastic grocery bags. In one of the plastic bags was a sleeping bag, and in the other, I think it was a comforter. And she was trying to tie the bags together with a shoestring and attach them to her suitcase so it would be easier to carry and walk. And she was having trouble getting all of her stuff together. Well, I started feeling uneasy. I didn't know what to say or do, and my more dramatic side thought, ooh, this person might just be pretending distress, and then when we stop to help her, she might pull out a gun or a knife. Or, oh yes, looking back, I can identify with that priest and Levite. Thank God I was walking with the Good Samaritan type person. Larry said to this bent over person, do you need some help? And she mumbled something, and Larry said, I can't hear you. Then she stood up, and Larry said, where are you going? In a small, quiet, weary voice, she said, 3 miles that way, and pointed toward Lake Michigan. Finally, I managed to whisper to Larry, let's go back home and get the car and give her a ride. So we did. We introduced ourselves and found out that she was going to her sister's apartment west of the fairgrounds. She had probably already walked at least 2 miles from D&W. When reflecting on this experience, I wonder if I'd been by myself, would I have stopped? Or would I have hurried on by? And that's when I have to say it again. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. I would have probably hurried on by. I can identify with Paul in Romans 7. What I want to do, I do not, but what I hate, I do. But thanks be to God, for God forgives us and gives us another chance. I like the following poem by Laura Taban. It's about grace, about the fact that our God, our gracious God, gives us a clean sheet of paper. It's called Questions, Grace, and Trembling Hands. I wanted things black and white. You made me struggle, erasing things I knew, staring at the blaring white, reevaluating, and you stood behind me while I worked, while my eraser crumbled until I scratched through the paper too many mistakes. Then, you patiently slipped a clean sheet under my trembling hand and told me to try again. Always a clean sheet of paper, smudged sheets forgotten, hand on my shoulder, grace. Thank you, God, for the clean sheet of paper. Help us to see those individuals who suffer and stop and care. Amen.